311. Good afternoon. Welcome to the 311 radio show right here on VOB 92.9 FM. Trust you've been having a wonderful Sunday. Good start to your week. It's already the final week of January 2021. And I'm telling you, the time has been going by so quickly. I am Krista J. Paul. And you know how it is at the 311 radio show. We have the Barbados Fire Service. And with us today, we have Fire and Life Safety Officers Kevin Sobers and Jason Collins. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Barbados.
Good afternoon, Krista J.
All right, how are you both doing?
Glad to have made it through the 4 months of January. Just right horizon.
I'm good as well. I'm cool.
All right, that's good.
I'm even better. I'm even better this approaching week as this is my birthday, so I'm even better.
Oh well, you know what? We have the saying "Happy birthday" or something, you know.
Yeah, on Thursday will be my birthday, so the 28th.
The 28th. All right. Well, happy birthday in advance.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know,
thank you very much.
We wish you all the best for years to come.
Yeah, and before I go on, I was highlighting my parents, and I was given a call on Monday morning. One of the 311 radio shows, ardent listeners, my aunt, Ruth.
Yes.
It was the 14th of January. I forgot. Boy, I didn't live it down.
You didn't live it down. Oh no! So,
I didn't live it down. So I have to come back also, and you know, wish belated birthday every day. I'm sure it's listening at this point.
Yes. Well, happy belated birthday to you, Collins.
Has to make it up to her.
But you know, anybody that knows Kevin Sobers will understand why I would have forgotten something like that.
Okay. All right. No problem. Oh my goodness. Well, it's another week, and it's, you know, another time to hear about what is happening with the Barbados Fire Service, and of course to have our usual information and tips. So what are we going to be looking at today in this program?
Well, today we're going to touch a bit on online school is now the order of the day. Mm-hmm. And with that brings new challenges. As you know, COVID has taught us how to deal with challenges that we would not have dealt with in the past. And online school resumed only last week. So I think that was what? That would have resumed the 18th. Online school would have resumed the 18th. And so we've had a full week of it. And I've heard some different feedback from a couple teachers and so on, persons in the system. So it has been quite a dramatic week for them. But what we are from our end are here to talk about the risks and so on that obviously would come with having that online platform of learning. Obviously, we would have a lot more laptops and tablets and cell phones and so on. The electronic devices would be obviously in full effect now, as you know, for this period where the children are doing a lot of stuff virtually.
Yeah.
And also with that, you could imagine that because some parents are still going to be at work, some children have to be left unattended and home by themselves to conduct their online classes. So we're going to go from that angle today and deal with that for starters.
All right. Well, as you rightly said, there are children who are at home doing school online, but of course the parents are still going out to work because that's what has to be done. And so we just want to remind them of the precautions that need to be taken at this time. We would have mentioned laptops on the beds, wrapped up in comforters, blanket sheets, etc. But, well, we know that that is not the preferred method of learning for school because, you know, they're supposed to be by a table or something. Go ahead.
I said it would be advice, as I was just adding to what you were saying. I would say it would be advice for the purpose of learning to be at a table or something of that sort. But even at a table, if you are at, let's say, a dining room table where you would have the plastic underneath, you still would need to have, be it a piece of board, be it a
cooling mechanism.
Appropriate cooling fan.
Yeah.
Something still. So even if you're at a table and the table is one of those tables with the plastic thing at the top, you still will need to have your cooling fan or a piece of board or something to stop the heat from transferring to that plastic underneath.
Tell us what would be, you know, somebody might be listening and say, okay, so what is so wrong with that? What would be wrong with it?
Well, the obvious danger, of, as you would know, if anybody who would have used a laptop, as a matter of fact, even cell phones, I have experience with cell phones where they can become quite hot. Mm-hmm. And you could imagine having a laptop on for 3-4 hours, whatever the case may be. You have it in your bed or you have it on your dining room table with the plastic, and that heat builds up over time, obviously, and the plastic becomes heated to the point that it can ignite if it reaches the ignition temperature.
All right, and of course, the heat on the plastic would result in.
It can result. It is not necessarily that it will or might, but for the safety precautions, we would always advise that you have either a cooling fan or you have a piece of board placed under the laptop so that you can, so that the heat doesn't transfer to whatever, be it the bed, be it the tablecloth or whatever the case may be.
Because right. What I appreciate and understand is that these devices, while they're plugged in or even whether they're unplugged, they will still be building up heat as they're operating. And the heat at the bottom, it escapes. If you have it on a bed or you have it on something that it traps or it keeps the heat from escaping freely, it's then trapped or it confines and it builds up. It gets hotter and it gets hotter, and that is what would cause the source to, like the fuel or whatever it is that's on.
Right, right. You know, because it's so easy for us to have our laptops and we're working and the hours are passing, and not just those at school, but those who are working remotely as well. You're not necessarily checking for the heat that's coming from the laptop or whatever the device might be, because you're just going ahead oblivious to what is happening. So especially if you have an older laptop, then it would be important to just check it every now and then to see what's happening, because it's easy to be sitting on a bed, not necessarily as a student, but whoever, to be sitting on a bed using the laptop, and then it gets really, really heated and you don't even know what's happening.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it is not only, I know we started by saying the children have gone back on to online school, but there are a number of persons who are working remotely from home. And this advice would also filter to them as well, because we know that obviously a lot of stuff, you know, connections and a lot of different devices are being used, even from an adult perspective, for those who are working from home. So this also goes up to those persons working from their homes at this time. And, you know, as you go into that, it leads me into, you know, a spill-off of all of this. We deal with safety and fire safety. You know, it is always important also to mention that We did see some persons working from home, but we also have the odd child who may be home by themselves because their parent has to still physically go to work. We want to avoid, and I would like to think that if a child is going to be home by themselves, that this is a child who is to an age of responsibility, a responsible age, where they can take care of themselves and know how to maneuver basically in a safe environment within the home. With that being said, for the parents who might be home and who may have little ones, just remember to keep an eye on them, even though they are doing their classes and you may be doing your work. Keep an eye on them every once in a while. Just people make sure that everything is okay. Make sure that they're, you know, still observing all these safety things that's supposed to be observed. Make sure that they're even attending in class, because on a sidebar, you know, only this week I've heard so many stories of some things that have been happening via the online school. That's a whole different topic in itself. I don't even want to get into that in that level, because I've heard some horrific stories of some of the challenges teachers and some of the things that are going on during these online classes. So just want to tell the parents that even if you're home and you're doing your work, that, you know, just peep in every once in a while and make sure that things are going smoothly, both safety-wise and both for your children's learning. You know, so, you know, let us realize that in this time, it is not only about teacher disseminating information, but us as a society, you know, it's basically forced upon us now to play a part in the development of our children's education at this time, you know, because they're working from home. And if you are fortunate to be home at the same time with your children while they're doing their online classes, it would be advised that you be part of it. Not that you're going to sit with them or do the work with them or for them or whatever, but you pop in and look at and make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do in the classroom setting.
Basically monitor this.
Just monitoring.
Not to distract or disturb, but to monitor.
Exactly.
And when they say that, it means from a side, just glance, make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do and not, as we've been hearing, persons walking inappropriately dressed or carrying on conversations that should not be happening. Just glimpse, monitor to make sure that they're still paying attention, they're focused, and that everything's still running in good order, and then you go ahead and do what it is you have to do.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know, well, I can testify to that because I'm working remotely right now, and my daughter is at home as well. So we're both at home, but we're in different rooms, but I'm right beside her, and I can hear what's happening. And even as you talk about monitoring the children, you know, some require headphones being used. Well, my daughter isn't using headphones right now. She doesn't have to because, you know, it's quiet and so on. But, and she's not distracted. You know, we're not distracting her. But I can still hear what is happening, and I can make sure that she's doing her work and she's attentive and that kind of thing. So while I do my work, I can just keep that ear open for her doing hers as well. And it's important to be able to do that because obviously, I mean, she's 7 and you want, well, almost 8, but you want that control, that monitoring to still happen. And I'm thinking of those with teenagers, as you're just talking about that, Officer Collins, and what is happening online and so on. And it is so easy for teenagers with headphones on to be listening to something else and not being attentive in class. And again, this is a sidebar. This has nothing to do with fire per se, but it's still safety and protection. And, you know, to just monitor your teenage children, the older children as well, because they can be very easily distracted in the same way any of us can be. And notifications come up from other apps. They start, you know, going on TikTok instead of paying attention to what is happening in class. You know, we just want to encourage parents and guardians to be aware at this time of what is happening and be involved as much as possible, to be involved, because it's easy to say, you know, it's online, it's working remotely and so on. But to just be involved and ensure that the work is being done in the way in which it's supposed to be done. And, you know, there are a lot of children who have challenges at this time as well. With paying attention, yes, but also some suffer from ADHD and, you know, are so easily distracted and are bored easily and they have a difficult time. So it's just to really encourage parents now to, and guardians, to watch and monitor and make sure they understand what is happening. It helps.
You don't have to please convert it because I work with Colin, so I know how it goes.
Yeah.
It's so easy to get distracted. It's so easy to get distracted.
No.
You know your family. You know your family, right?
But no, it is very important because, you know, as you just said that, though it's not fire safety or safety bar, but to be quite honest, even though we do push our fire safety and we deal with that type of stuff, we also understand and recognize here from the Barbados Fire Service that we play a part in the development of our young people in society.
Absolutely.
We too would have worked